This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAFGiving360. You can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and your assets can potentially grow tax-free as you recommend when and where to give. It's a tax-smart way to maximize your charitable giving from a fund with over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together. Make a greater impact with DAFGiving360. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
It's Brandon Tierney and Sal Licata on WFAN The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
All these teams should have fun today with Aaron Boone coming up in about an hour. So we'll talk to the Yankee skipper and get everything up to date here as far as his ball club goes. No games to react to from last night. Mets and Yanks both back in action tonight. Obviously, the Yankees in Tampa, Steinbrenner Field. So we'll see what they do two games there with the Rays before, of course, they come back home for a huge series with the Red Sox. And the Mets on the road in Washington tonight. But you look at the realignment stuff, and I heard Boomer and Gio talking about this morning. We talked about it a little bit yesterday, but now you're seeing some of the more detailed thoughts from Commissioner Manfred. And it would obviously include the Mets and Yankees being in the same division, along with potentially the Phillies and the Red Sox. And I like the idea of spicing up the regular season, because I think we've gotten to a point. I love the baseball regular season anyway, but you can't argue that it doesn't mean as much as it once did. Mm-hmm. Well, if you have a division with the Red Sox, Phillies, Mets, and Yankees, I do think that that at least checks the box in that regard, making the regular season much more interesting right off the bat.
I'm always open to this stuff. You know, I don't really resist this from a purist perspective. Now, obviously, Manfred talks about expansion, which would have to happen. You'd have to have two teams jump in, because now you get that to 32 teams overall. There's more balance, 16 in one division, or 16 in one league, pardon me. 16 in the other, and then four, like football, 4-4-4-4. I mean, there's two things that jump out to me. Number one, it's a competitive disadvantage. Not that would dissuade me from saying I'm okay with it, but if you've got the Yankees, the Mets, the Phillies, and the Red Sox, you've got four of the highest payrolls and four of the biggest markets, obviously. So the ability to, I don't want to say coast or rack up some wins against a team like Baltimore or the Nationals or the Marlins, which both the Yankees and the Mets enjoy currently, that dissipates. If you're okay with that, which I guess that I am, that's step one. I think the bigger point of contention or debate, do we want the Yanks and the Mets, from our perspective, to become so common that it almost dilutes what we have now? And my pushback would be, I don't think it dilutes it at all. I think, if anything, it intensifies it, because now you're going for the same division.
Yeah, but we also don't know the playoff format. Like, I can't imagine that if you have a division with the Mets, Yankees, Phillies, Red Sox, that you're going to have to win the division to get in, and then that's it. Maybe this is not just expanding teams in Major League Baseball, which, by the way, I think is a whole separate issue. The quality of play as is sucks.
Yeah, it's a rough sell.
There aren't enough big league pitchers right now.
Yeah.
Imagine adding two teams on top of that. That's 26 roughly more pitchers that don't belong in the big league.
But 100% they're going to. Whether or not we agree with it, that's definitely coming.
That is one big negative in my eyes. The only positive that I like is the enhancement of the regular season, meaning that, you know, we get into the Subway Series. Now, in 5-10 years, would that start to get diluted, to your point? Because when it happens more frequently, then it's like, eh. Like, there was points even with the Yankees and Red Sox, like, oh, enough of this, Yankees and Red Sox, 13 times, whatever, 17
I think
times.
It used to be 19.
Yeah, 19 times a year, it's way too much. So we don't know, A, how much they would be playing each other, and B, how that would impact the postseason format, because if it is just winner in the division, like, maybe we get a situation like it's the NBA postseason where the divisions, I couldn't even name the divisions, it's so irrelevant.
Uh-huh.
It's more about the conference, and you rank the 1-8. So if you get that, even with the difficult schedule, playing your own division more often, I still think that's at least more balanced, where you can have the Mets, Yankees, Red Sox, Phillies all in the postseason. By the way, then you talk about postseason rivalries, like, so you're never going to get a
Subway Series.
Yeah, you're never going to get that. Yankees, Red Sox, are they going to be able to meet in the postseason? Is it going to be like the NHL? There are too many question marks for me to say whether I love it or I don't. I just know that baseball has some fundamental issues, and maybe the main one right now is making the regular season more important. I think this would enhance that.
I think it would too, but you think about the allure of a potential Subway Series, right? So you had that obviously in the 50s, you know, Yankees and the Dodgers and Willie Mays' Giants involved in that a little bit as well. I mean, that's gone. I mean, it happened in 2000, and who knows what is going to happen this year, which would be insane, but it's really just a figment of hope. I mean, it's not anything that we really deal with on a consistent basis. It's happened once in the last 20 plus years. So when I think about, and again, I look at this from a selfish perspective. Quite frankly, Sal, I don't care who the Braves play.
Right.
Now Met fans might not like the losing that Braves rivalry. I get that, and I do respect that. But like the Nationals, the Marlins, the Giants, the Dodgers, whatever, that's their thing to deal with. If we were to jack up the urgency in these Yankees-Mets series, I think it could raise the level of almost, you know, unfiltered, dangerous passion. Because, you know, you just imagine if you're right, the wild card's going to have to resolve itself here. But imagine the Yankees and the Mets, and it wouldn't happen every year, but it's going to happen sometimes, where they are literally, and you know they put Yanks-Mets at the end of the season. You certainly save a few games for that. Can you imagine this year if the Yankees and the Mets, who have had many down points and have floundered at points, were fighting for one playoff spot September 20th.
Head-to-head, right.
Are you kidding me?
Right, so it's not only the games that they would play each other head-to-head, but fighting for the same thing, for the division crown, which makes all the other games also more meaningful. Like, for what we do in New York, you know, sports talk and fans want to get into in that rivalry. Yeah, I mean, I think that enhances that in an otherwise monotonous, drawn-out marathon of a regular season.
Mm-hmm.
The negative, though, would be, okay, well, look at Atlanta or Tampa Bay. Like, they're in the same division as Nashville or Miami.
Yeah,
like
or D.C. if you want to have them as the furthest south team, national, maybe.
Whatever, pick the other ones that I'm looking at here has, like, Baltimore, Washington, Pittsburgh, and Cleveland. Like, those teams all suck. And like, okay, at certain years they could be okay, but how is that fair that the winner of that crappy division, or the Braves who get to beat on the Marlins, Rays, and Nashville expansion team, that's going to be equal to winning the East with the Phillies, Red Sox, Mets, and Yanks?
Like, that's really the main point. I think one would be just the aesthetics of the game and rivalries being compromised or rivalries being inflamed in the case of the Mets-Yankees in a good way. But that's really the competitive balance and the inability to make it completely level, I think, is their biggest problem. Now, maybe that's where a salary cap floor comes in, and it's much more daunting to some of these smaller to mid-market teams. But that really is the ultimate point. If it's Yanks and the Mets, let's say, I know that Manfred said that this won't happen before he leaves office, and that's a couple of years from now. Let's say it happens in 2030. Let's just push this
thing
forward.
That's what we're looking at? That's how far?
Yeah, I think at least 2029 would have. It's not going to happen for. First of all, you got to do the expansion just to have it equitable with the 32. So I'm just going to say 2030 is a loose installment. Now, by then, you know, Cohen you would think would still own the Yankees. Hal would still, the Mets. Hal would still own the Yankees. So they'll still spend that money. And I know the Red Sox have intervals where they sell off and they drop the payroll, but they generally spend. And you know that the Phillies do the same thing. So how is it fair? Like, if the Yankees or the Mets crank out 90 wins, how is that equal to some other division with the teams that you mentioned, Marlins, Nats, whatever, if they crank out, I don't know, 93, like, or 97? It's just not equal. So that, to me, that's the biggest issue.
Obviously, there's a long way to go here. It's a fun talking point. We've done this over the years, having some fun with it. But now that Manfred on Sunday Night Baseball goes out there, makes it public, and it's starting to pick up more steam, and this is the part of the evaluation, right? He's going to hear the reaction to it. Who likes it? Yeah. Who doesn't? They're going to give it more thought. It's just way too early for me to make a definitive decision, other than I feel like Major League Baseball, and it's their own fault. Like, I don't trust Rob Manfred. I don't think he has a clue.
I think he's terrible.
All due respect.
Yeah, I think he's terrible.
I don't think he has a clue as to what he's doing. And clearly a lot of the motivation here is, oh, save on travel? Oh, my God. Like, you think any fan is worried about your first-class travel all over the United States? Like, nobody cares about the travel. Spare me about you trying to save some nickels on traveling from the East Coast to the West Coast. Like, it's been going on for hundreds of years. You're making more money than ever before. The TV deals, all this. Like, I don't want to hear about you saving money. That's number one. Number two, the sport itself, it's not, you know, they're trying to fix it with the umpiring, the timing of the sport, all that stuff. It's not just the pace of play. It's the quality of play. That is going to get worse when you have two more teams that don't belong. I would say contract would be better for the sport. Now, they're never going to do that because of why? Money, which is the wrong reason to do anything. But expanding is not going to help the quality of play in the sport. The other thing then is, are they going to expand again the postseason? I would bet that they will. Baseball needs some kind of jolt, some kind of, I don't know if overhaul is the right word, some kind of restructuring, which seems like it's going to happen inevitably, just a matter of when and how they do it. But I also don't trust Manfred to do it right. And I don't think by putting the Mets, Yankees, Phillies, Red Sox in that division, making them just go beat up on each other for the 162-game regular season and making everything else equal, that to me would not be the right way to do things.
It's not equitable, but that's probably the way it's going to go, though. I mean, that's the appeal in his eyes. Now, think about this, Sal. You talk about the next step, which would be eventually expanding the postseason. Now, you could do that in hockey. You could do that in the NBA, play-in tournaments. You could even do that in the NFL where there's one game a week here. But I don't know what the justification from a medical perspective. How do you do this and just ask pitchers to keep going deeper and going more when we're praying on bended knee that the Yanks and the Mets give us five innings here?
Yeah.
So you tell me there's going to be more playoff games? I don't know how that's sensible.
Yeah, I mean, I would
think. They got a lot to sort through.
But maybe then they shorten the regular season and have a really deep field of playoff teams. Again, that's why it's kind of difficult to talk about. Other than, I guess you could say, would you like the idea of the Mets and Yankees?
I would.
Okay, but it's hard to just isolate that without knowing all the other factors.
I'm with you.
But if we just isolate that, I'm with you. Whereas 5 years ago, 10 years ago, I'd say, no, I don't want any part of that.
Mm-hmm.
I think now we would welcome that in an otherwise monotonous, drawn-out regular season with too many games on the schedule where it's like, eh. You know, you look at the Yankees, Red Sox this weekend. Like, these two games against Tampa, it's like, eh, I know they're important now with 30-something games to go, but still, it doesn't have that feel where it's really, yes, I can't wait to lock in. With the Red Sox this weekend, it will. If you have the division that is, you know, possible with those four teams in it, then I think almost every night, the majority of those nights, you're going to be locked and loaded into those games.
You know, I go back and forth, Sal. I know that there's a lot of bad games, but last night, neither team played.
Right.
And I missed it. Like, I get it, like, when the Yankees play a couple against the Rockies or the Pirates or the Mets play a bad Orioles team or a bad White Sox team. Yeah, you gotta get the wins just to make sure you're a playoff team there. And there are some horrendous teams and some horrendous staffs out there and some empty stadiums and some overall bad baseball. But to me, you know, having that, what I just described, still beats going home and having neither the Yankees or the Mets to sink our teeth into. Like, I was a little bored last night with no baseball.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't mind it. I like the night off, watching these two teams every night, and for most part, been getting beat here pretty good. Like, I enjoy the night off. And I'm working football season here. I mean, pretty soon it's going to be pedal to the metal. Every one of these games matter now. Mets and Yanks back on it. So I enjoyed having the night off to watch a little something else. And like I said, Mets, Nats tonight. Yeah, it's important because of where the Mets are at. The game itself, Mets, Nats. The Nats are a dead team walking. The Braves are a dead team walking. Even that, which is a big rivalry, you know, with 30-something games, the Braves are out. They're toast. That's it. So it's not about the matchup. It's about can the Mets win? Same thing with the Yankees and the Rays tonight. Obviously, Yankees-Red Sox, the reason why that's, to me, more interesting is because it's about the matchup. You have two teams who are battling for the same thing, division primacy, playoff spot, whatever it may be, division supremacy, playoff spot. So I like the more important matchups when you have two teams vying for something. So that makes it more interesting. Now, would that be the case every single time? Probably not. Is there going to be a floor as far as the payroll goes? I mean, I think that's important here. Baseball's got a ton of issues. From a personal standpoint, would it be more exciting to have the Mets and Yankees head-to-head more often? I think the answer is yes.
I know we'll jump into these calls. I would imagine, and maybe I'm completely off on this, I would think the majority of New York baseball fans would say, sign me up. Yanks, Mets, X amount of times during the year, same division.
I don't know about that. I still think there are a lot of purists in this town.
Maybe not. I mean, holding on to that. Again, the Subway Series, basically, it's a figment of our imagination. It happened in the 50s. It happened in 2000. That's it.
How about American League, National League? Like, so that means nothing? It's been going on for hundreds of years.
And I mean.
Our whole life, American League, National League. Mets are in the National League. Yankees are in the American League. Like, that just blown up. Forget that they're in the same division. Like,
yeah, I get it.
You're going from different leagues where the sport has tried to separate that and did for a long time until 97 with the interleague play, and now it's... There should be no more leagues because there's always interleague play. I'd rather it be the other way. I think that makes for better drama when you do meet in the World Series.
Mm-hmm.
But I understand it now. I mean, it's been going on for 30 years, so you got to just embrace it. But still, that would bother me to a certain extent. I think other fans as well. Plus, it could be repetitive. Plus, it could be too much Mets and Yankees. We know how heightened it gets for those three games or six games, whatever it is, throughout the course of a year. Now you're going to have that 19 times and battling for a division?
But I don't know if it's going to be 19. See, that's the key here, and he didn't divulge that because he probably doesn't know. I would stamp this as bring it on. Yanks and Mets, I think, will be a blast. If it's 19 times, I'm probably a little less anxious to jump onto that. But if they come up with a number where it's not, we don't beat us over the head with it, I think we'll be absolutely nuts.
BT and Sal on the Fan. Our friends at Town Fair Tire remind you that at Town Fair Tire, you always get the guaranteed lowest price on name brand tires from Connecticut to Maine. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. Ray is in Babylon. What's up, Ray?
Hi, good morning, gentlemen. This discussion about...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, you can potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free and give now or over time by donating cash, publicly traded securities, or non-cash assets like real estate and crypto. With over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together, DAF Giving 360 can help you make a greater impact. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building
a life. For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Expansion, really, I think, as far as Manfred is concerned, is misplaced. And I'm just going to go back to what you were saying, Sal. They got to improve the quality of the play. I felt badly for St. Louis. I mean, when you watch that series, it was embarrassing how those stands were empty, and you had a big draw team like the Yankees, and you can't get fans in the stands. What baseball ought to do is have a salary cap. It's so unfair where a team can buy the talent and you know, bring in. I know Soto didn't work out for the Mets so far, but still, you draw in a heavy star like Soto and have the money to do it. If you're a Steve Cohen, you can do it. But if you're, I know, you know, St. Louis, they got to have the money, but they're not going to compete with the Yankees or the Mets.
Well very few are. Very few are, Ray. It's not just St. Louis. And thank you for the call. By the way, St. Louis, because I was ripping the fans too. Oh, yeah, the best fans.
The best in baseball. Where were they?
Dude, nobody was there.
It was empty.
Nobody was there. Now, I did hear it was like 101 on the field, so maybe the
It's heat. Always like that in Missouri during the summers.
Right. What else are you going to do? I mean, there's nothing else to do in St. Louis. Go to the game. I mean, you get the Yankees in town, the Cardinals technically alive, and you love your baseball team.
Yeah.
But the Cardinals are not the team to be picking on.
Correct.
Here. It's all the other teams that don't spend anything and that are never good or really never try to be competitive. That's where the issue is.
There's never going to be a salary cap. Honestly, I think that is going to be fought tooth and nail. There is no way. You remember what A-Rod tried to do, giving back money when he wanted to go to the Red Sox and, you know, to leave some or to basically readjust his contract that he signed with Texas to make it more financially feasible for the Red Sox and the unions. Like, there's no way we're doing this. Like, the union will never, ever, ever agree to anything that leads to a reduction of salaries or a ceiling on it. It's just not happening. It's a pipe dream.
John is calling from Hoboken. What's up, John?
Hey, John.
What's going on, guys? Yeah, this whole realignment thing is just, I just want nothing to do with it.
Why?
The reason, if you look, think about, from my own point of view, mm-hmm. I'm a Mets fan. All my friends are Yankees fans. We're not in the same division. We're nothing. And every night, I hear some jackass talking about this, that, or the other of what Soto's doing. What's this? If we're in the same division, there will be no rivalry like it in sports. We'll really rip each other's heads off. There'll be not. It'll just be utter chaos at all times. I just don't want to deal with that. I think it's fine how it is. It's just and like you said before, the division would be completely unfair. The four biggest spenders would be in the one division, northeast, whatever you'd call it. But I think it would be complete and utter chaos. I just couldn't take it. My mental every day couldn't take it.
Yeah, I think there's a lot of truth to that. And thank you for the call, John. I don't think he's alone, BT.
Wow.
Even a part of me is hearing him explain right there. Now, I don't care as much as I used to, but 20-year-old me would want no part. I just think it's too much. And it's already gotten to a ridiculous level because of Soto, the way that it is with the Yankees and Mets. It feels like they're in the same division. Every day, tying everybody in with the Soto stuff and how the Yankees do, how
Plan
the Mets
B.
do. Yeah, imagine. Now, I like the idea of having more meaningful games in the regular season. That's the appeal to me at this point. It would mean more for both teams. Even when they don't play each other, it still means more because now you have them tied in together officially.
Mm-hmm.
Right now they're apart, but we still tie them in kind of. But I certainly could see how it could be too.
You think it'd be too much?
You're putting two pit bulls in the same room together.
Yeah, I mean, one of them's got to leave the room and one of them's going to get eaten alive. Yeah, isn't that the fun of it?
I mean,
you know, in the sporting context, could you imagine the day-to-day drama?
I know that I didn't love whenever the Subway Series would happen. When I was at like my peak fandom, I did not love it because I didn't enjoy it. There was a level of enjoyment that was lacking because it was too stressful and too much. Oh, God, can't lose to this team again. I can't deal with the fans, whatever. Vice versa, same thing, I'm sure. Yankee fans, oh, this little pest Mets. Like, we're so much better than they are. But if they beat us, we're never going to hear the end of it. So you have the fun. You have that battle for those three games. And then the next time, whatever, at the other stadium, those three games. And then that's it. And then you could go back to enjoying the regular season. So because it's less stressful and a different kind of stressful. You don't have to deal with the other team's fan base. So imagine now having that more often. Yes, a part of that is appealing to me because I think the sport needs it. because it's otherwise dry a lot of times in the regular season, but I certainly could understand the part that that is way too much for a lot of people.
Well, a lot of the complaints here about the way, you know, modern sports, what it's morphed into, whether it's maintenance days in the NBA, whether it's, you know, jacking up 43s a night in the NBA or not getting back on defense, or in the NFL, you know, lamenting, oh, remember when training camps used to be tough and guys used to really hit and knock the crap out of each other. Now you can't do anything. And I'm sure there's some changes in hockey that I'm just, you know, not coming centrally to my mind right now. I feel like we complain so much about the absence of true, like that fire and that unrelenting passion of sports that we used to have. To me, this is the match to reignite it.
But it would event, like, the energy and passion that has been there for these six times the Mets and Yankees meet, let's say four times, whatever it may be, that will not be the same. You can't. It just cannot.
I think it will be more.
No, maybe.
I think it will be more because now you're chasing the same. Now there's going to be a year where the Mets are down, Yankees are down, and then that would follow suit and it would dissipate. Like if one is up and one is down, yeah, you still get the barbs and you have a little fun. But when you're chasing divisional playoff spots.
Yeah, but it's not just going to always be head-to-head. So the head-to-head six games mean a lot more when there's only six. If there were 19, all right, so you get swept one series. Okay, big deal. You go back and do it again. So you go back and get them next time. Like, there's the energy and passion that has always been about those two-game series or those three-game series, there's no way that that is sustainable throughout the course of 16, 19, however many times they're going to play in the regular
season. I think it is, Sal, because I think that when you look at those six games, it's largely, it's symbolism. It's like little bragging rights and let's see where we're at. But you're really not playing for anything tangible. Yeah, I mean, literally, I mean, if you go 6-0, you bag six wins, you give yourself a better chance to be a playoff team. But, I, and maybe it would morph into something that's almost irresponsible and dangerous. I don't know. But to me, at least on the surface, and there's a lot of checkpoints, they got to expand. What's the playoff situation? All those things that we're trying to figure out. On the surface, as an entity, more Yanks and Mets in the same division, I'm in.
BT and Sal on the Fan Warrior calls. We come back. Aaron Boone will join us in about 40 minutes or so. 888-808-1019. So there is another way to do the realignment here without being so radical. I just saw Howie Rose tweet about this and linked with an article to The Athletic. And it's just simple math, like the way that you would do it. Keep the National League and American League intact and have a few teams moving different spots. Like in this scenario, you move the Rays out of the East in the American League and move them to the South, and you'd have Baltimore still, Boston, the Yanks, and the Blue Jays. The NL East would still be with the Mets, with the Phillies, and the Nationals, but instead you move the Braves to the South and move the Pirates back in, who used to be in the
used
National
to be there.
League.
Yep.
So there are ways to do it where if you want to, I don't want to say halfway because usually that's the wrong way to do it, but still keep the National League and the American League intact and save on, or not, maybe not save, but still realign geographically to make things fit a little bit better. You can still do it without blowing the whole thing up. And I look at that, honestly, and I'm reading it, and I see the NL East and I see the AL East, and to me, it feels like I feel more comfortable with that. Now, maybe that's a bad thing, being comfortable with something, but it just feels more normal. And okay, it's realignment, but it's not drastic realignment and reconfiguring everything. Whereas the Mets and Yankees, yes, there's an appealing part to thinking about them playing for all the marbles in the division or whatever every single, you know, every night, every single year. But there's also something that is a little uneasy about it. So I'm torn. I'm unsure of which way I would go here. And I need more of a definitive plan as to what it would be. I like the idea of making the regular season more interesting, BT, but it could be a little bit too much.
Well, I mean, it could be, and let's face it, it's out of greed and their ability to maximize their revenue stream, which, you know, I'm not mad at them for doing that, but as long as we don't suffer residual pain as a result of them chasing more money in terms of giving us something that is very unappealing. But think about this, Sal. You know, whether you're not fully committed, and I'm more committed at this point, others are not, I get it, some are all in, some don't know. The fact that we could have this conversation without like immediate massive pushback, doesn't that tell you how much baseball's changed? Like, that's the last bastion of holding on to tradition and that element of purism, if you will. I feel like baseball fans are ready to whatever happens.
Yeah, because they do need something. The sport needs something. But let me ask you it this way. Okay, let's say that we're both all in, everybody in this town, yes, sign us up, Mets, Yanks, interesting in the division, interesting regular season, makes everything more exciting. What about everywhere else? Like, are we just not worried about everywhere else? Does that really fix the sport? It may make it more interesting here, but then what about the have-nots? You're going to have four haves in the same division and battling it out every single night, every single year, and then you're going to have the majority of the other divisions outside of, let's say, the Dodgers division, whatever they would do. The majority of the other divisions are like, worthless.
Yeah.
Like, where's the excitement there? I'm not sure that makes the sport better. It may make the regular season more interesting for us.
Mm-hmm.
Does it make it more interesting overall for the entire sport?
No, and I don't really care. I'm not even going to try to be disingenuous. I don't care. I mean, baseball is really bad across the board. I mean, what, I'm going to start wearing a halo over my head and start fighting the fight for the Pirates and the White Sox and the Marlins and these other decrepit teams that nobody goes to watch with payrolls because their owners just simply don't know how to reinvest their money? I don't care about them. And I really, like, I gave up that fight a long time ago. There was a point where I was about the greater good. But I think that there's such a disparity in terms of market and the connection of what kind of money you make that no matter what Manfred does, keep it the same, radical realignment or somewhere in between, there's always going to be bad teams and bad divisions and situations that seem hopeless. So we may as well make ours the best we can.
Yeah, but I don't like that because now you're hurting. I'm not saying I care if the Pirates are ever good, although I think it's good for the sport when you have the Pirates, the Royals, the Orioles, whatever, pick a team that are good for the sport. What makes the NFL so special is not because, like, as a matter of fact, our teams here suck. Like, the Jets and Giants have sucked for so long, but the NFL is still the premier sport. Why? Because of the balance that you have throughout the course of any season. Because of the format with the postseason, anything could happen. Like, obviously there are haves in the NFL and the have-nots, but it's more equal footing there, and you could have a powerful team come out of the West or the North or the South could be up 1 year or the East. There's a better balance throughout the entire landscape of the sport where you're not, and I know the salary cap's a big part of that, but you're not going to get that no matter if you realign or not. You're not going to get that under the current structure. That, to me, would be paramount to building a more well-rounded, more competitive sport from top to bottom.
I understand that. I know what you mean, but to me, and there's no doubt the NFL's at the king of the mountain these days and has been for quite a long time. Like, that transition was probably 20 years ago, whatever you know, delineation you want to pick. I mean, baseball's been number two, in some cases number three behind the NBA for a while. But I don't believe at all that the popularity, the drive in popularity for the NFL was or a direct relation to a more competitive balance. Let's not fool ourselves here, Sal. Football became more popular, number one, because it's the most fun to bet, and number two, for the most part, Americans are violent. And they want to see hits, and they want to see people get hurt, and they want to see pads popping, and they want to see cheerleaders, and they want to feel the electricity that baseball simply can't provide. Now, you and I bet, right? We bet.
Yeah.
You played the horses this weekend. You had a rough time. Mm-hmm. You tell me, what's a more exciting bet? Betting $100 on an over-under or betting $100 on the run line for the Yankees Orioles? Like, that's where it started. So you throw in the ferocity of the sport, which is undeniable,
and
the frequency only once a week. That's why football's number one.
Yeah, I would push back on the ferocity.
Not because of the competitive balance.
No, I think it's more the ferocity of the sport.
Yes.
You think the NFL is as popular as it's ever been?
Yeah, I do.
Me too. And they can't touch players anymore.
But you can touch
them. It's not as ferocious as it used to be. You can't touch the quarterback.
No, I know.
You sneeze on him, and it's a 15-yard penalty. So the ferocity.
But it's more ferocious than baseball.
Well,
that's what I'm saying compared to.
It's a more physical. So
that's what I'm saying.
Hockey's more physical than baseball. Is that more popular?
No, not even close.
Yeah, so that's what I'm saying. I don't think the physical. I think it used to be that way in the 70s or 80s. I don't think that's the way anymore with football. The gambling, for sure, the way that the sport lends itself to gambling, I think is a huge thing. Forget about even just straight bets, fantasy-wise. Like, fantasy football overtakes everything. Fantasy baseball, just not the same. Basketball, just not the same. So, yes, gambling-wise, but I do think...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Donor-advised funds from DAF Giving 360. Your clients can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or appreciated assets like real estate. It's a simple, tax-smart way to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org/advisors.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
A big part of that, I really believe, is the competitive throughout the course of the entire sport, where you could look at the Texans or the Colts, and those fans can be excited about the possibilities of their team somehow getting into the postseason. Any given year, we've seen ups and downs throughout. I mean, outside of the Jets, who have been down, obviously, for too long. And maybe the Browns, you want to throw on them. But even they had recent success getting to the postseason. Like, these teams, it's up and down. The Bills were down forever. The Bills now are up. The Patriots were up forever. Now the Patriots are down. Like, that happens throughout the course of the sport.
Well, I mean, is that because of a salary cap, or is that because they finally got a quarterback? I mean, yeah. there's a connection. Josh Allen went to Buffalo. Buffalo was good. You know, Tom Brady, Drew Bledsoe got cracked in half by Mo Lewis. Tom Brady started playing. Patriots became a dynasty. You know, Big Ben was there. Steelers were good. Big Ben got old, retired. Steelers not so good.
Right.
I'm not saying that it has nothing to do with the fact that, for the most part, like, certainly the financial parameters will keep you in the same stratosphere. Like, the Yankees and now the Mets and the Pirates will never be able to float in the same financial sphere ever. I grant you that in the NFL, it happens a lot more. And while the physicality of the game is certainly dissipated, the residue from when the game was violent and was raw, that's still with a lot of us, provided you're old enough to have lived it. Now you throw in the gambling. It's only once a week. It's just a totally different energy. I don't know that there's anything that baseball can do. I guess this is my ultimate point. I don't think there's anything baseball can do to change its national imprint. So I stop trying. Give me the local stuff. Give me Yankees, Mets. It would be nuts, but I'm here for it.
BT and Sal on the Fan. More your calls when we come back. 888-808-1019, the number to call. Kyle's in West Orange. What's up, Kyle?
What's up, guys? Listen, look, I'm an old school guy. I'm 57. Let me tell you something. I'm a Yankee fan. I do not want to see the Mets in my division. Don't want to go through it. I don't have any hair. I don't want to lose everything else and have a heart attack. You understand? Plus, yes. I like the fact that they're over there and I'm over here. So don't start. How about this? Oh, can I say it?
Soft.
Can I say this?
Sure.
Listen, look, I want to go back to the old school. I want to go back to when the American League played the American League and the National League played the National League. And that's what made the World Series special, because these teams never faced each other before. I don't care about St. Louis. I don't care about Chicago Cubs or the Pirates or even the Mets, to be honest with you. Don't care. All I know is when they met in that one time, it was special. And the best thing that the Major League Baseball did was add the wild card. I thought that was good. Steinbrenner wanted that a long time ago. And they said, no, they punched on it, and now look at it. Now it's doing good. And I think that's a good thing. But for the most part, the alignment doesn't bother me. I think a baseball team in Nashville would be great.
Yeah, I do too.
Tampa Bay. I want Tampa Bay out of my division because I don't like Tampa Bay anyway. But stadium.
I think we got the main premise. And thanks for the call there, Kyle. You don't want the Yankees, the Mets thing, and I get that. By the way, the wild card, which, as you said, was born in 97. You know how many times the Yanks...
Well, wild card was 95. The
95, pardon me, 95 was when the that's what I meant. The Interleague, 97. Obviously, 97. Thank you. You know how many times the Yankees and the Mets may have met
in
a
the
World
80s.
Series?
Yeah, I know, if they were the wild card in the 80s. I'm okay with what Kyle said right there, although he seemed like, I don't want the Rays in there.
I don't know. Does he want to play the Yankees and the Yankees and Red Sox every night?
I mean, come on.
Who's he want? He didn't want anything.
And what, do you want the White Sox in your division? I'm not sure. Yeah. So, but I do understand not wanting the Mets and Yankees. I wanted to keep that separate. I'm also, like, I don't think it's just, hey, I'm a purist and let's go back to the old days the way that it was, if you say you want it National League and American League, because separate saying, because I think there is appeal there. Unfortunately, they're never going to go back
to
that.
No,
I can't imagine. Now, I don't know why that's the case. Like, what good do we get out of the Mets playing the Angels three games, or the Mets and Twins, or the Yankees and Pirates? Like, what good is that? Is it just to accommodate the schedule? And if we added two more expansion teams, would that then help have a balanced schedule in each league?
I think the initial thought, like, we'll take Mets, Angels, you know, like, okay, so if the Mets if go back the old way, they're never playing the Angels. Yeah. You have somebody like Mike Trout. In theory, you might have an extra 2,500 people say, hey, I want to go see one of the best players in baseball play my team. And you know, 2,500 here, 2,500 there, parking, ticket prices, concessions, cha-ching, it adds up. You know, I guess I'm just not any longer really resistant to change at all. Because so much has changed in baseball. So, like, we position baseball like, you know, this fossil compared to the other sports. But it's not the case. And I know you know this. But so 1980, the American League East, you had the Yankees, the Sox, the Tigers, the Indians, the Jays, the O's, and the Brewers. That was 1980. In 1969, when the Mets won the World Series, you had the Mets, the Cubs, the Pirates, the Cardinals, the Phillies, and the Expos. Now, where we are now, that would be construed as completely radical. And I'm fine with that. I don't put my hands up and say, no, too radical for me until I get all the details. Like, I'm very open to whatever they come up with. I'm kind of intrigued by this.
So am I, because they need something. I just don't know if this is going to be the right thing to do. I think it's appealing. First of all, my initial thought was, all right, Mets and the Yankees in the same league, not necessarily the same division. If you're going to break it into divisions, then why do you need to get that radical? If you're going to just have, hey, let's have one league, 1-8 makes it, the other league, 1-8 makes it, then... Like, why do you need...
I don't think they'll do that, though. That's why they need the two expansions to have four divisions of four.
You know, the other thing, to keep the American League and National League separate is appealing to the older fans, the purists, but the leagues used to be different. National League didn't used to have the DH.
Yeah.
That's a major, major difference. So there was the American League, which was totally different than the National League. Then they started to have interleague play, even with the difference in the National League with the American, which didn't make much sense. Now it's every night. Mm-hmm. There's not every series. So it essentially is one league. Why keep it separate? So I understand that part of it, too.
Well, I mean, stylistically, it's very different. I mean, the NL was always built on speed, pitching, you know, more bunting, whatever. Imagine like if the AFL, you know, played the NFL regularly, or the ABA was still around and they had a style, you know, back then that was thought to be very radical, and they played the NBA. Like, the intermingling of styles, you know, I could see both ways. It's a good thing for the game, and it's hurt in some respects.
Point is, that's already been killed. Like, it's just right now in name separated only. Nothing else about either league is
and history,
different.
The record books. Right. That's it. That's
Mickey
it.
Is in Walcott, Connecticut. What's up, Mickey?
What up, Mick?
Hey, guys. What's up, guys? Thank you for taking my call. Hey, so I got two points and then a question, possibly. So I think I hear you, Sal. I know, you know, you're not opposed to change because change has been made to the sport so much already. But the truth is, the reason why there's been so much change is because there's no stability in the sport. And who that starts with is who our commissioner is. He needs to go. He is the problem. He doesn't have great ideas. He doesn't listen to the fans. And frankly, I don't even think it's that he doesn't listen. I just think the sport is doing so well. He doesn't care what the fans think. Let's just be honest.
He also doesn't love baseball. To me, he does not love baseball. I was just thinking of this. I know it never happened. I know Evan brought up the idea of A-Rod to be Yankee manager, and maybe that's something he wants. I would rather have A-Rod be the commissioner because I know he loves baseball. Now, again, that's, you know, I'm just throwing that out there. I know it's not going to happen, but I'm with you, Mickey, that I don't think Commissioner Manfred, I think it's all about the business. I don't think he's a true baseball fan and understands what would be best for the game.
Yep. Going into being a true baseball fan, which we all are, I would assume, is that I don't want the Mets and the Yankees in the same division. yes, it would be fun to see them play more often, but I got to be honest with you. I'm 37. I just turned 37. And I sold the World Series back in the 2000s or whatever it was when I was in junior high school. And that feeling that I had seeing that big game and even last year, the potential of another World Series, Subway Series, those things will be taken away. And those are such prized memory moments that I don't want those things to be taken away by diluting it with so many consistent games all the time.
So yeah, I get it. I do. I disagree. I think it would be really, really wild, and there'd be some years where obviously the intensity was ratcheted up if both teams were, you know, truly legit, or like, you know, whether it's a Soto situation or maybe this offseason a Bellinger situation, or down the road maybe the Yankees get somebody from the Mets. Like the intensity would be, it would be impossible to gauge because it would be dangerously high. But
especially initially, but I don't think you could ever keep up that intensity.
But yeah, but if you're fighting for the same thing, I think you can. Like, that's the allure of the divisional supremacy and wild card and playoff berths. Like, if the Mets are in the Yankees' way and vice versa for a literal playoff spot, I mean, if we don't care about it the way I think we will, then we just lost our passion for sports. I don't know what would be. There'd be nothing hotter in New York. It would be the thing. Yanks Mets.
Right. I know, but I'm saying eventually, just like it was in 1997 when it first started, it was the biggest thing. Now it's not the same that it once was. And they went to more games eventually, and it was great in the beginning. Hey, instead of just one series a year in one ballpark, why not one series in each ballpark over the years?
Yep.
It's not the same as it was in 97. Like, that's a fact.
Well, I get that, but what I'm saying is if you now have the presence of the divisional lead, I do think that it would restore very similar, I think even more, what it was in 97 when it was introduced.
And then you're also taking away the idea of them meeting on the biggest stage the marbles.
Like that bothers me. Yeah. That does bother me a little bit. That's the one thing I'm a little reluctant.
Whichever year, it's like, who is this going to be the year?
I know. And yet it never is. So right. Maybe we got to stop holding on to the pipe dream.
I get it. BT, it's Al on the Fan. When we come back, we'll have the Yankee skipper, Aaron Boone, will join us on the Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
No matter why your clients give, a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360 makes charitable giving simple and efficient. They can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and their assets can potentially grow tax-free as they recommend when and where to give. DAF Giving 360 has over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.